offense, or does things change so much from year to year?
Things pretty much change. Some, you know, level of familiarity, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, I think they play different, and I think we're playing different now than we played when we played against them.
What are the biggest differences for them offensively from last year?
Well, they don't have some of their, you know, some of their weapons that they had last year. They try to run the ball a little bit more this year, and that's pretty much about it. Some of the offensive linemen are missing that they had last year. That's it, though.
What's your opinion of Rodgers as a quarterback?
Great quarterback, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks in our league now. So he's elusive, you know, he makes plays with his feet as well as his arms. Very accurate quarterback, and he's very intelligent. You kind of look like him, actually, in a way.
Good or bad?
Good, yeah.
He's been sacked the most times of any quarterback in the NFL, as I'm sure you know. What's led to that? Is he just taking sacks rather than forcing things?
No, I think... you know, it's been a bunch of things, man. Some of the teams they played against, you know, have been good rush teams. And he's not forcing it. You know, he doesn't want to throw interceptions. So sometimes, you know, he will take a sack. But, you know how teams play against us. It's not going to be that type of party. So for us, we just want to get pressure and, you know, see if we can get our hands up whenever they go to that three-step drop, because that's what we're expecting.
Do you have to sort of resign yourself now that the rest of the year is not going to be that kind of party?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, when we get an opportunity, man, we're just, you know, we're going to take our chances when we get our chance to. But, you know, it's not nobody, everybody goes into the games now knowing that, you know, if they're going to win, that they have to prevent us from getting to that quarterback. And they, you know, sometimes they do a pretty good job of that.
Was it three-step drops in both games last year primarily for them?
No, not really. The first game, yeah, the second game, you know, I think we got ahead. You know, so he had to, you know, try. You can't do that once you're playing from behind. So, you know, as long as, you know, they're able to, you know, keep in the game, then they'll be able to do that. But if we get a chance to pull ahead of them, then he won't be able to do that anymore.
Has it been a frustrating adjustment for you guys at all, kind of going from that last year where you know you're going to pile up sacks to this year, mm-hmm. where it sounds like you're going into games resigned to the fact that you're not going to?
Nah, it's not frustrating. Well, you know, some of us it is, because, you know, that's how we've made our names. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we still have to find a way to get it done. As long as we get pressure, I've always felt like sacks were not the tell-all, you know, sign of, you know, of a good defensive lineman. But as long as we're getting pressure and, you know, getting quarterback hits, man, everything else will fall into place.
You know, are you happy with those levels? Do you like putting your pressures in the quarterback?
It's always been, it can always be more, always. I don't think nobody's satisfied. Even guys who have 15, 16 sacks right now, they're not satisfied. They felt like it could be more. And I think that's the case with us, too. We feel like we should be doing more no matter what happens.